The police service that we have in England and Wales and in Britain is the best in the world, but its reputation has been damaged in recent months by the goings-on at the Federation. Now, when we produce this report, it's on the basis of evidence that's come before us. I think that the Federation ought to back the reforms that have been suggested by Sir David Normington, initiated by the chairman of the Federation, Steve Williams. This weekend is a huge opportunity for them to be able to implement the recommendations of the review and to accept what we've said. And I'm glad that the chairman, Steve Williams, has said that the Federation accepts the recommendations of the committee. It's time for them to go back to what they ought to be doing, which is to be a strong and powerful voice for the most respected police service in the world.
But how do you stop...
And to put this behind them.
Whatever reforms you have, how do you stop one person bullying another person? I mean, that seems to be endemic in the system, doesn't it, in the organisation?
Well, there is. It does seem to be cultural. We were shocked when we saw the internal letter that Mr. Williams was going to send to members of his joint committee, and I just quote from it here. He says, "At times I have genuinely felt that I have been gratuitously and cruelly bullied and humiliated." Now, that is the chairman of the Police Federation, and if you know, the duty of police officers is to act with fairness, integrity, diligence and impartiality, upholding fundamental human rights and respect for all. So that's what caught our attention, and that's what we received in evidence. But now is the time for them to do two very important things. First of all, we believe that the reforms ought to be accepted in full. Secondly, we also believe that they ought to elect a national chair as soon as possible. We've suggested a conference to be held in July where they can do so. And thirdly, they should return to ordinary members some of the subscriptions that have been given, not from the local branches, but the large amount of money that has been kept nationally. I think in total the amount is 70 million if you add all these accounts together.
And you're saying that
return
they should...
to ordinary members.
And you're saying that they should hand back, what, about £120 apiece to ordinary members?
Exactly. And they should freeze subscriptions for a year, because I think the idea of reduced subscriptions over the next few years may be difficult to deal with. I've talked to a number of police officers in and around Westminster in my constituency. Last week I met the local Leicestershire Police Federation. I mean, some of these groups were unwilling to even share their account details with the national leadership because they didn't feel that they could trust them with the information. Well, so, you know, we need to make sure that the Federation returns to what it ought to be doing, representing its members in the best possible way, being a powerful voice, and allowing the local branch officers to deal with the things that they have to deal
right.
with.
Right.